Hello and welcome to our podcast, B2B Sales in Foreign Languages. My name is Gerhard Orband. I'm a business psychologist and language consultant from Hamburg, Germany. Do you want to get rid of insecurity and bad feelings regarding the foreign language you have already started to learn? Do you want to learn a new language without going through various levels of standard courses? Do you feel you are making no progress? Go to Amazon and grab a copy of my classic book, The Go Method, Breaking Barriers to Language Learning. While foreign language practice should be daily and in short chunks. Imagine you are on a date and you both start talking about your habits and routines. Well, that doesn't sound very romantic, does it? Your acquaintance tells you that he or she has started to apply productivity hacks to his or her personal life. Instead of brushing teeth twice a day for 3 minutes each, he or she has switched to brushing them once a month, but to scrubbing them for 3 hours straight. It is much more productive. Is it difficult to predict that you will not end up living together? Yes, in many areas of our work life, so-called batching makes sense, that is, blocking larger amounts of time to solve one type of activity. It creates interruption-free blocks of time. For half an hour, we just do all our email for the day instead of interrupting our workflow 20 times during the day to reply to just one email every time. Research has shown that after each small distraction, as answering an email, we need time to restore our attention to the interrupted task. The email's content and the person attached to it elicit a whole series of conscious and subconscious thought processes that consume mental energy. Those processes do not stop with sending the email. They linger on somewhere in the back of our mind. That is why it makes sense to do certain tasks on certain days so that you can focus better. However, with foreign language improvement, we want to make use of this interruptive effect. We want to have our minds subconsciously processing the language we are learning. We want to create as many touch points with that language during the day as possible. Even if we just opened a textbook and looked at the grammar table for some seconds between other tasks, our mind will continue to work on that grammar table for the next minutes or even hours. Many language learners, on the contrary, believe in intensive courses or intensive language sessions. They want to block several hours a day to fully concentrate on the foreign language. As a result, they do not exercise daily. They hope to find some hours during the weekend, but realizing that even that is an illusion, they further postpone it until the holidays. Or they start fantasizing about traveling to another country and booking an intensive language course there, or just being immersed in the local language. What they fail to realize is that even with a daily practice of just 5 minutes, they would have obtained better results than from an entire summer course. Therefore, think of language improvement as of your daily teeth hygiene, not as of refurbishing your entire apartment. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful for you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.